Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. We're here to celebrate 2016 as we get charged into the year, and I am so excited to introduce to you the incredible Mr. Drew Hunthausen. Drew, why don't you take it from here?
I will. Thank you so much, Tana, for the wonderful introduction, and I also want to thank everybody here who is listening in. Someone once said that not having a goal is like trying to get back from somewhere you've never been. In other words, if you don't know what you want and where you are going, it is impossible to get there. Therefore, to me, it is clear that knowing what you want is the first step in being able to set meaningful and specific goals in your life. I want to start out by telling you a little bit about my story. 17 years ago, I was diagnosed with bacterial meningitis. I was in a coma for 3 long months. During that time, the doctors called my parents in for a meeting about 10 days in. They told them that there wasn't much of a chance that I would survive. And if I did, I'd most likely be a vegetable on a feeding tube for the rest of my life. Well, I proved the doctors wrong. I am a miracle. I'm still here today, here for a purpose. When I came home from the hospital, I was so weak, I couldn't even sit up. I had a hospital bed downstairs because I couldn't make it up the stairs. And my sole entertainment for a very long time was pushing the button to move the bed up and down, up and down. The district sent teachers to my house for homeschooling for my whole 7th grade year, because I was so weak and couldn't make it to campus. It was frustrating. I would cry myself to sleep almost every single night, yelling out to God, not knowing what I was supposed to do with my life. I could no longer play baseball. I could no longer play golf, do the things I used to do. And I wanted to do those things so bad. The miraculous thing is that I would go to bed, tears in my eyes, only to wake up with a new sense of purpose. I had no clue where this sense of purpose came from. I still had no idea where I was going. I just knew that this world wasn't done with me yet, that there was something, some reason why I was still here. I went back to school in the 8th grade. A whole new set of challenges hit me. Socially, I felt isolated because I could not seek out my friends like I did before. So I didn't know where they were, and if they didn't come find me, which a lot of times they didn't, not intentional most of the time, but it was just one of those things that I didn't know what to do. I graduated junior high, went on to high school. I did pretty well in school. The high school, of course, a new set of challenges, a lot more students, a lot more things to deal with. But I made a choice. I decided that, yes, I had challenges to face, but I was going to face those challenges head on. We all have challenges. We have obstacles that we face. We can decide to face those obstacles, to get to them, turn around, and run. Or we can decide to figure a way to bend, to break through those obstacles, and get to the other side. And that's what I did. That that's what I was forced to do. In the meantime, while I was in the midst of all my peers, I wanted to, as a teenager, to live by this, to live day to day by the seat of my pants. Just do things precariously. But in a way, I was forced to make, to set goals. To set goals in advance, to have a schedule for myself, because otherwise, I was never going to get anything done. It was something I had to face. And as I look back on those junior high school days, I am so glad that I was forced to do those things. Because setting goals for ourselves, for yourselves, it's something that sets you up for your future, something we have to do every single day. When you set a goal and you reach that goal, it doesn't mean you're done. Well, moving on, I went on to college, graduated college with my bachelor's degree in sociology. And that's another set of challenges I had to face. And in terms of goal setting, I can go on and on about my story, which is very inspiring. But I want to talk to you guys about goal setting. There's many different assessments, things you can do to learn how to set goals, to help yourself with your, with what you want to do in school, or what you should study, or what jobs you should take. One of the things that I did in my own life, my own journey, it's called a spiritual gifts class. And I was asked to take this by my dad. He had already taken it once, and he was going to do it again. And what this course is, it was at my church, and it was spiritually based. But the foundation of it has nothing to do with spirituality. It's really a great course to take to figure out what your calling is, what you are good at in life, what you enjoy doing. Because in truth, all those things matter in terms of what you're going to do for work. And this course, they had a booklet, and we filled out several things through the several-week course. And when towards the end, the last couple of weeks, all the assessments came out, and they showed that I was good at helping people. I was a giver, was one of the things that was in the assessment. And a giver, one of the things that they do is that someone that's a coach or someone that inspires people or helps them with things they're having trouble with. And it just was amazing to me that going through all these things that I didn't know what they were adding up to, what they would come to, but it ended up coming to what I wanted to do, things that I was already good at. And it was amazing. So I would encourage anybody to take something like a spiritual gifts course or a job assessment or an interest assessment just to get that baseline, see where you're going with that. After that assessment, I had a clear idea, but I still didn't know what I wanted to do and what the goals were that I had. So I was moving on, and I want to introduce you guys first to my ANGEL. It is an acronym. A stands for attitude, N stands for no excuses, G stands for gratitude, E stands for exercise, and L stands for love yourself and forgiveness. Attitude is huge. How many of you love to wake up early in the morning and jump out of bed when your alarm goes off at 4 in the morning? Well, this blind guy who's speaking on the telephone can see that all of you are raising your hands. I'll continue. But seriously, it's something that not a lot of people like to do, and I don't like to do. I'd rather relax in bed, leisurely, have my coffee. But I want to give you guys a couple tips that can really help you to get up in the morning, get your attitude in shape, get ready for the day. The first one is just a couple physical exercises that you can do. Just take a couple minutes when you get up to stretch up high in the air. And then whatever you feel comfortable with, you can do a couple jumping jacks, a couple push-ups, even just moving around a little bit. Get your blood flowing. It's incredible how much this changes your attitude and gets you excited about the day. The next exercise is a little bit more mental. It's called the 10-10 exercise. You can do this on a piece of paper, on your smartphone, on your computer. Either one of those will work just fine. Make two columns. In the first column, write down 10 things you are grateful or thankful for in your life. It could be things like the sunshine that you are watching out the window this morning, that you are, it's so beautiful, you're enjoying. Or it could be the wonderful family you have, or the night you had last night with your significant other. Or it could be the job that you enjoy getting up to go to every single day. Or it could be the promotion you just got in your job, or the grade you got in college. Write those things down. And if you write the same things down day after day, it doesn't matter, because you will. You'll be thankful for some of the same things. In the second column, write down 10 goals you have, 10 things you want to attract into your life. This could be things like, I want to lose 10 pounds this next month, or I want to attract new clients into my business each week of this quarter, or I want to get all A's in my biology class this semester. Or it could be, I want to get on and do an amazing job on Tanya's next call. Write those things down. What this exercise does for us is it helps us to focus on what we are grateful for, what we want in our lives, rather than the lack of things or the things we're having problems with. I encourage all of you just to try this. I know you might be thinking to yourselves, I don't have any time in the morning to do any of this stuff. Just try it. Try it for 1 week. It doesn't take very long. And I really think you will see that it makes a difference. If you would like a template of this 10-10 exercise, even to see how it's done, an example, I'm going to have it up on my page, drewsinspirations.com. Shortly after this call, and maybe in a couple days, and I'll give you this address again at the end of my talk. The next letter in my angel is N for no excuses. I'm the no excuses blind guy. We all make excuses. We say things like, I'm too old. I'm not smart enough. I'm too slow. And what it does when we make these excuses is it holds us back. It keeps us from achieving our best. We all are going to face challenges in life. Probably most of you haven't faced anything quite as significant as me, losing your eyesight and your hearing. But We all face challenges. We all face little things that maybe to us are big things. What I encourage you to do is face those challenges head on. Face those challenges with an attitude of gratitude. And break through those barriers to the other side. Because the other side, the grass is going to be greener. You just have to endure. I love sports, especially swimming. When I lost my eyesight, I wasn't able to play baseball or golf or the things I did before. But I got into swimming. And I swam in high school and a little bit in college. But now I love swimming in my pool. And also I do some open water swimming. But right now it is winter. Even though I'm in Southern California where it's not as cold as many places in the world. But still, my pool in my backyard gets down during the day because it's cold at night. Gets down to 50 degrees. It's a little bit too expensive to heat it all the time, but I was determined to swim somehow. So I researched, and I got a wetsuit, a special triathlon wetsuit that I wear when I swim. It's still pretty cold when I get in that 50-degree pool, but it makes it possible. It makes it so I can swim. I can get out there and swim to my heart's content. And I want to encourage all of you. Maybe swimming's not your thing. Maybe sports aren't your thing. Whatever it is, your job, your family, don't make excuses. Get out there. Get out there into the world. The next letters, my angel, are G, E, and L for gratitude, exercise, and love yourself and forgiveness. Because of my time limits today, I don't have time to go through all of them, but they're also very important. And hopefully, I can have a chance to speak at an event you're having, or you can hear me again to get some of that information. I've talked a lot about goals, but not about how you set your goals. Because before you can set your goals, you need to know how to set goals. You need, there is some pre-work, like that, the 10-10 exercise. It's a life decision. Set goals, and setting goals is a journey. It's not something you only do once. It's an ongoing journey, goal after goal, achievement after achievement. And I can guarantee you, when you make goals and you achieve your goals, it only gets better from there. So get out into that world and start setting goals. Start setting those goals that will bring you what you want, what you desire. I have a free gift for you today. It's my guide, the 5 keys to living a no-excuses life filled with joy, peace, and prosperity. You can get that along with a template for my 10-10 exercise that I talked about before by going to my website, drewsinspirations.com. That's D-R-E-W-S, inspirations.com. And if you were inspired and motivated today and you want to book me as a speaker at your next event, go to my website, noexcusesblindguy.com/speaker, to check me out and speak me, book me for your next event. Because when you do, no matter if you do or not, I want to ensure you that the best is yet to come.